With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. A deadly attack outside a synagogue in the UK. The assault on Yom Kippur left two people dead. Three are in critical condition. The BBC's Anna Jameson says a vehicle and a knife were used as weapons in the attack in Manchester.
Greater Manchester police received a call from a member of the public to say that he'd witnessed the car being driven towards members of the public. And now there have been reports that a security guard had been attacked with a knife. 7 minutes later, Greater Manchester police say that shots were fired by the force. One man believed to be the offender has been shot. Now paramedics are at the scene. Four members of the public are believed to have been injured.
Police say they shot and killed the suspect. Posting on X, British Prime Minister Starmer writes, "The fact that this has taken place on Yom Kippur, the holiest day in the Jewish calendar, makes it all the more horrific." He's ordering a stepped-up police presence at outside synagogues across the UK. National park visitors feeling the pinch on this day two of the government shutdown.
At the Liberty Bell in Philadelphia, tourists were turned away at the entrance on Wednesday. Jim Feather, who lives in Pennsylvania, says it's frustrating.
Their job is to pass a budget, and if they're not doing their job, what are they doing down there?
The nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office has estimated that some 750,000 federal workers could be furloughed.
Correspondent Donna Warder says the administration is threatening mass federal worker layoffs. Two Delta regional jets bumped each other on the tarmac at New York's LaGuardia Airport last night. A flight attendant was injured. The wing of an aircraft getting ready to take off for Roanoke, Virginia, hit the fuselage of an aircraft that was arriving from Charlotte, North Carolina. Dow futures down 17. This is SRN News. Today is Bring Your Bible to School Day.
The event, sponsored by Focus on the Family, is designed to encourage Christian students to bring their Bibles to school as a public expression of their faith and to inspire conversations about religious freedom and personal beliefs. All students are invited to participate, but adults are also encouraged to bring their Bibles to their workplaces. The 2025 event is inspired by James chapter 1, verse 22, "Be doers of the word and not hearers only." A reminder for participants that living out Christian faith is an active daily choice. George Williams, SRN News.
The Christian Post reports that Elon Musk, billionaire founder of Tesla and SpaceX, and CEO of the social media platform X, reposted a message from Turning Point USA CEO Erica Kirk on Sunday, in which she encouraged people to go to church. Musk has identified himself as a cultural Christian in the past. SRN News. To get or not to get the flu shot. It's decision time.
Experts say this month, October, is the ideal time to get protected before flu cases begin climbing in November. Dr. Philip Wong, director of Dallas County Health and Human Services in Texas.
It's really important. It's preventable. These are effective. They're safe. Again, it's a very serious illness. It can cause very severe illness, hospitalizations, and even death, and it does that every year.
And if you don't like needles, the nasal spray Flu Mist is available for ages 2 to 49. I'm Ben Thomas.
As uncertainty deepens amid the U.S. government's first shutdown in almost 7 years, the gold frenzy continues to drive prices to dizzying heights. Gold sales can rise sharply when anxious investors seek safe havens for parking their money. More details, SRNNews.com.